Hi, I'm John Jenkins, Managing Editor of thecorporatecouncil.net, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. Today is the first in a new series of podcasts we're calling Timely Takes, in which experts share their views on recent developments or emerging trends that we think our members will be interested in learning more about. My guest today is Matt Franken. Matt's a partner in the corporate group at Covington & Burling, and he's here today to discuss the SEC's recent update to its CDI's non-GAAP financial measures. Matt, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, John.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and experience?
Sure, you bet. So I'm a partner in the securities and capital markets practice at Covington & Burling. My practice is really focused on public company representation, including securities advisory matters, corporate governance, and securities offerings. I've been with Covington for 15 years, and before that, I began my career at the SEC in the Division of Corporation Finance. Of today's discussion, I've been working on non-GAAP disclosures, really in one form or another, since shortly after the SEC adopted the rules that govern these disclosures.
That's great. Now, obviously, anytime the SEC does anything with non-GAAP disclosure, it's a big deal and it catches everybody's attention. And last December, they updated their CDIs on non-GAAP financial measures. Can you give an overview of the issues that the SEC is addressing in this most recent batch of non-GAAP CDIs?
Sure. So maybe to set the stage, in 2016, the staff issued a very extensive set of CNDIs governing non-GAAP disclosures. And since that time, it's been commenting frequently on companies' disclosures. Notwithstanding that heavy area of comment focus, I think there's a perception within the Division of Corporation Finance that a significant number of companies are just not getting the message. And particularly around two areas, disclosures that could be misleading and disclosures that don't comply with the staff's view of the requirement of the rule that GAAP measures be disclosed with equal or greater prominence in earnings releases and materials that are filed with the SEC.
Great. Now, you mentioned a lot of this is reiterating points that were made in comment letters over and over again over the course of the past several years. But is there anything new? Is there anything we haven't seen the staff raise in the comment letter process that's focused on in these?
So broadly speaking, no. The new guidance, it largely reiterates common themes from comment letters that the staff's written over the years. But companies aren't reading comment letters systematically. They don't have the time or the resources for that. They might look at comment letters from certain companies that they're in competition with, that they track closely or that they sort of model their disclosures on, but they're not looking at everything. And the staff, I think, maybe to get to today being Groundhog Day when we're recording, I think the staff is sort of viewing that they're issuing the same types of comments over and over again, and that the most effective way to get the word out would be to issue written guidance that further clarifies its views on these matters.
Now, when you see guidance, and particularly we've had experience with non-GAAP, when you see the staff of CorpFin issue new guidance, a lot of times you'll see enforcement follow quickly on the heels of that new guidance. Do you anticipate a renewed enforcement focus on some of the topics that are addressed in these CDIs?
Yeah, absolutely. I think companies and their advisors should really think of the new guidance from this past December as really putting them on notice. That, to a certain extent, the staff's had enough. And in particular, on disclosures that could be considered misleading, there's an extensive amount of guidance that's in the new CNDIs and the updated CNDIs regarding circumstances where the staff feels the disclosures could be misleading. That's code for, we might have a violation of the securities laws if you're disclosing it. We've seen non-GAAP enforcement cases over the years. And I think very much in keeping with sort of the current posture of the enforcement division, it's very likely that if companies continue not to heed CorpFin's advice on this, that one or more of them are going to find themselves in enforcement in short order.
Great. Now, I mean, we have covered some of this ground already in the comments you just made, but what would you say are the key takeaways for public companies from the latest round of CDIs and the staff's overall approach to Reg G compliance?
Yeah. So anytime the staff issues new guidance and certain invitation companies, even if they are really focused on a particular area, to reevaluate their disclosures and the degree to complying with the staff's guidance, companies in most cases are going to decide that they, either don't need to make any changes or they'll provide slight additional clarifications of their disclosures, but not sort of make holistic changes. Other companies are going to need to make more significant changes, though, and that includes adjusting the presentation of their disclosures to conform with the staff's application of the equal or greater prominence requirement. In other cases, it might include a determination that they're either no longer to make an adjustment or even to present a non-GAAP measure or to reconcile it in the way that they had been reconciling it over the years, because the staff now views that as misleading. You know, in any situation where a change is being made or something's being discontinued, you know, it's important to note that the staff expects that to be implemented this earnings cycle. There's not really an off-ramp for transitioning away from a non-compliant, non-GAAP disclosure over time. It's really something that needs to be done right away. You know, companies that find themselves in that position, I think, should be thinking about, you know, what their messaging around that type of disclosure would be. I imagine that they would not want to put a target on themselves saying, you know, we used to do this and you know, now CorpFin's saying it's misleading. So, you know, I think there's an IR component to this that they'll need to consider to explain why they're no longer providing a particular measure. But certainly they, you know, they should be thinking about that long and hard, because if they're not making changes, they're really putting themselves at risk of receiving, you know, first and foremost comment letters, but more significantly, potential enforcement action or even securities litigation that tries to enforce these interpretations.
Well, so you heard it, everybody. Everyone has an awful lot on their plate this reporting season in particular, but you better keep non-GAAP compliance front and center in everything you do, because as Matt has suggested, there's a lot of things with the way companies have responded to comment letters that the staff is not happy with. And these CDIs for some companies are going to be a shot across the bow. Matt, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate your insights.
Thank you.